Well, 4:41 p.m., quarter five in the afternoon, the sun is still up. I'm walking. It's March the 3rd, I think. Sunday. Yeah, 3:13. Hey, Sunday. So I was going to try to get out early this morning. That didn't work, obviously. I was having another one of those rather weak and shaky days. Hey. An 18-minute mile for the first one. That's not too bad. I've had another weak and shaky day. I'm not quite sure what it is. I do know, or it does appear to be related to food. I'm not quite sure what the story is. But, I must not be getting something. I'm not quite sure what. So after I ate a little bit of protein at dinner time, at lunchtime, it was, I felt a little bitter. And then the afternoon kind of got taken up with family and chores. And next thing I know, it's almost 5 o'clock. Well, it's almost 4:15. So I got dinner on and then left it for my wife to keep an eye on while it simmers. I got a nice chicken curry with baked potatoes and carrots. Waiting for me when I get home, along with a fresh, brand new loaf of bread. This loaf I made with local unfiltered honey instead of molasses for that little extra flavor kick. Usually I put just a tablespoon or so of molasses in it to give it a dark flavor. And this should give it a brighter flavor. It came out nice. It came out. And it's funny, when you actually follow the recipe and do the things it says, like scrape off the cup so that you get even cups of flour, it's remarkable how uniform the results can be. So, yeah. So, today's been a day of Greedock the Splithead, among other things. And his nemesis is a key that I can't ever remember his name. It's one of these three-part key names. Something. And the thing is that the story has to revolve around Greedock besting this guy, this key, this sentient. And was the last owner of the Krakens. And so the story has to revolve around how Greedock gets his name, how Masal the Efficient gets his name, which I'm quite tickled with the way that's shaping up. And this taking over the INS syndicate. And I'm really liking the way the story is coming together. There's pieces of it that I'm missing, that I don't have a good handle on. Particularly what motivates the key. And my sense, just from the stories of Quentin Barnes working with Key, is making me think that there's a lot to their social structure. Hi. There's a lot to their social structure that I can play on. For example, the communal eating and the temperature thing with the warm soupy bath. There's stuff there that I can use, that I intend to use. And I think there's room here for a great story. I hope so anyway. Let's it's coming along. It's, what can I say? Quite the problem is I can't really talk too much about it because I don't want to spoiler it. I don't want to say much about the story until I get Scott's approval on it, because I might say something that's going to happen in the story and Scott will say, no, we can't do that. I've already had one a misunderstanding on my part about the life cycle of the Quith. So I don't want to say too much about what's going to happen with the rest of the story, but I'm pretty stoked. So it's Sunday and it's beautiful. It's a lovely day. It's like 60 something. It's been warmer. It's down to like 60 now. It was 65 today. This melting snow is just sort of sublimated directly into the air. So everything is moist. We don't usually have humidity here, but we sure do today. There's a bit of water running, just that the atmosphere is saturated enough that it can't just all go into the air, but there's not a lot, it's not as much meltwater as I would have expected, given as much snow as there was the other day. Oh. So I did get a good night's sleep last night. The tables were turned. My wife stayed up half the night and then had to get up early this morning because the cats got her up. It was quite sympathetic with her plight because I've been there too many times, but for once it was not me that was stuck with getting up too early with cats after having been up too late the night before. And for me, too late is like 10 o'clock. If I stay up till 11 and the cats wake me at 3, that's just not good. Even at 4, that's not good. And they've been known to do that. And the thing is, it's not as easy as just getting up and shooing them out of the bedroom because they hide. It's a game. Haha, we made you get up. And by the time we get them corralled, we get them lured out into the other room with strings and food and whatever else that we can think of to entice them out of the bedroom. By then, I'm wide awake. It's no sense for me to go back and lay down. Although I have been known to close the bedroom door and then get downstairs and sleep on the couch. We have a very comfy couch. And that reminds me, I need to put a better pillow on it. But that's a good place to go and grab another hour. So I'm still reading this Club Dumas. I can't quite put my finger on why it's such an interesting story. I'm only getting to read a few pages at a time just because it's fitting in between other things. But it's a fascinating story about books. Speaking of books, Brian Humphrey, Sense Memory. I found it on Amazon. It's $2.99. Yeah, if you like, it's a psychological thriller, and it's really, I think I've talked about it before, and Brian is a cool guy, but I wouldn't promote it if I didn't think the book was good, and I think the book is really good, and it's not even my genre, and I still think the book is good. Now, it would be interesting to have somebody who's really into this psychological thriller notion, actually read it and give me some feedback. It's a fascinating book. I've just enjoyed the hell out of it. When I read it, I originally read it, and I just bought a new copy so I can read to see what he's done to it after I gave him my feedback. There was one scene that was gratuitous and out of place. And the problem with it was that the guy was sitting across the living room, staring at his reflection in a television set that was turned off. And so picture this guy lounging on his couch in a relatively dark house in the night, staring at his reflection in the television set that's turned off, and then describing the wrinkles around his eyes. It's like, no. A, mirror, no, don't go there unless you mean it. And B, he's not going to be able to see that level of detail across the room. And you don't really need it. I knew what he was doing. He was trying to set the guy's self-perception up. It was really just, he'd already done it quite nicely. And that was a gratuitous scene that I think probably was in an early draft and just needed to come out, or at least be truncated. So it was quite exciting. It was quite good to see this work from a new voice and from a guy who just happens to be a really cool guy. I hope he does really well. And it was his class that I was working with the writers, the high school kids in. So, I didn't say it, but I came past the monk pole. Shoot. I'm not going back for it, I'll tell you that. It'll be 5 o'clock by the time I get home. I'll get this posted late, but it'll get posted. It'll have today's date. It'll be the walk for today. Day 5, whatever it is. 67, maybe, I don't know. A piece of fried chicken for lunch. It was quite delicious. The deli has fried chicken, and we had the elder daughter's boyfriend over yesterday, so I got a box of chicken for lunch for them. There was a couple pieces left over. I do like fried chicken, but it's not something I should be eating. It was my cholesterol for the week, probably. Probably my fat for the month. Oh well. I felt better after I ate it, so perhaps there's something there. Either the protein or salt. I don't know. Since I laid off the olives, my fingers and toes haven't swollen as much. They've swollen a little bit, but not as much. Not as bad. I sound like one of those cliched old guys. It's like, oh yeah, all my lumbago has been bothering me because of the weather and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no. I'm doing that more and more lately, haven't I? So tomorrow's Monday. I've got 8 o'clock therapy. Maybe I will get out at 6:30, but between you and me and the lamppost here, I don't believe that's going to happen. Best I'll get out at 9 after I'm done. 9:30 after I'm done with the grocery shopping. We'll see. You know, be in the day. We do what we do. Today I got the walk in, even if it was not in the morning, so good enough. It's the walk that's important. So you know, I keep going back to Greedock the Splithead and what he might have as his why split head. I toyed with the old cliche that he came up through the ranks by splitting heads with a cleaver. And it's as an enforcer for the syndicate before he took over. I may have to go that route just because I don't want it to be silly. That would be much more in keeping with the noir kind of feel that I think the gangster needs. Although the other side of that is I have to try to make him at least rudimentarily sympathetic, even though he's evil and despicable. So the hero isn't the villain, even though he does villainous things. But he does them for his own good reasons, even if they are perhaps selfish. Maybe he doesn't see them as selfish. Kids playing on the playground here. Something I don't see very often because I'm not out here at this time of day. Usually I'm in the middle of fixing dinner right about now. Shoot. I keep thinking what I need is a personal trainer. My wife has been watching this season of Biggest Loser. And the idea of having somebody like one of those trainers working with me, which seems like very cool. It seems like it would be a wonderful thing. I actually had a trainer that worked with me as part of the university's programs. When I still worked there, I had a trainer, one of the physical education training majors who had to do a practicum for the semester, helping me set my goals, and I would go and work out every day for an hour. It's funny, I used to be able to walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. But I got here and discovered that, there's not quite enough oxygen in the air up here for me to walk the way I used to. Oh, 19 minutes on the second mile, that's still not bad. It's not great, but I walked and I talked. Now I gotta get it posted. But this is where I say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.